You just wait. You're going to see major changes in my life. I meet women all the time, all over the place. All you got to do is live in New York and you meet a girl a minute. And I've met some real special ladies recently. Like, right now I'm dating this flight attendant. Cute, original, odd. Oh, and Kathy. You guys never met Kathy, did you? Well, she's the best. I'm talking the best. Oh, and then there's Marta. God, now she is fun. I'm certainly not resisting marriage. I mean it when I say that my life is totally prepared for a gigantic change right now. I am ready to be married.
Right. Then why aren't you?
Right.
Right. Right. Right. You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. First you make a person hazy, so a person could be happy. Then you leave a person dangling, sadly, outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want to even more. I could understand a person if he said to go away. I could understand a person if he happened to be gay.
When a person's personality is personable, you should not have said like a lump. It's harder than a matador coercing a bull to try to get you up your rump. So single and attentive and attractive a man is everything a person could wish. But turning off a person is the act of a man who likes to pull the hooks out of fish.
Knock, knock, is anybody there?
Bobby, you could drive a person buggy. You could blow a person's cool. First you make a person feel all huggy, while you make her feel a fool. When a person says that you've upset her, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should. I could understand a person if he wasn't good in bed. I could understand a person if he actually was dead. Exclusive you, elusive you. Will any person ever get the juice of you? You're crazy.